I am back. My name's Brian. Welcome to Clarity Radio. It is November 19th, year 2021. And the guests in our studio, Ashley and Janet, I think on this day, I believe they would wish that they were a boy. So, hello, Ashley. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. But, I mean, when you're saying good, we had an issue with your digestive system the last broadcast.
Yes.
Okay, so hold that thought. Janet, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Brian.
How good. Are you? Yeah, and we had an issue with your digestive system, right?
We did.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's go back to Ashley. Ashley, we did a heal.
Yes.
And we spoke about that nasty stuff, diverticulitis, along with the knife, you know, all the yucky stuff. And now, how do you feel?
Much better.
Okay, tell me exactly what is the difference from the last time to now.
I would just wake up with pain in the morning from not having anything being digested.
Yes.
And I noticed that's gone. I don't wake up in the morning with a stomach ache for no reason.
I mean, this is like a shopping list. We got rid of your major depression before, right?
Yeah.
We got rid of your suicide before and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, was this your Christmas shopping list? It's almost like you said to Santa, you know, send someone, Santa, that can help me get rid of this. I'm here. My name's Brian. Yeah. And so we've achieved that.
Yeah.
So let me explain to the audience how we were able to do this on a serious note. Whenever you have a disease or a potential disease, when we are speaking of the spiritual path, the person would have a extra soul. Religion calls something else a demon. That would be the second entity, would be a demon. There's good demons, there's bad demons. And then the third is the one that does the damage. It would be a single spirit, or it could be more than one spirit. So you had, in reference to your diverticulitis, you had the soul, the demon, and the spirit. And it was from someone else from another incarnation where you came into this incarnation with that.
Right.
And so when we looked at depression before, it was the same thing. It was a soul, a demon, and the spirit being the bad boy,
right,
okay, doing the damage. And I'm just glad because I can see, Jen, look at Ashley's eyes. Doesn't her eyes look better now?
She does. Her whole energy is way up there. It's great. It's really clear.
Yeah, because the last three shows, we were trying to get her off our couch. I'm just teasing. I'm just having fun. That's not true, folks. You know? So what else has changed as far as your attitude?
Honestly, especially in the past week, I've just been able to go to work, get everything that I needed to get done, be productive. I'm not lazy or don't feel motivated or anything like that.
Yeah, so you're no longer sitting on the lazy recliner.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a nice recliner. That recliner is really good. So, but you're not on that anymore.
No.
Good. I mean, so now you're planning your life?
Yeah.
Right? That's what he's telling me. He's saying you're planning your life.
Yeah.
And you're trying to focus more on school.
Yeah.
Right? And you're doing much better at school now, right? You've got much better news coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you're double vaccinated.
Yep.
Okay. So, folks, when we talk about God's opinion, does God have an opinion of me? Yes. He says he doesn't have one. So, oops. So, he doesn't really have one because we're here basically going through our motions of whether it's sowing or reaping, which I'm not sure that is exactly the case because the dark side had the keys to the matrix and they were making all these crazy, crazy changes which would impact the end result of anything on this planet. And when we're talking about the dark side, it would be something bad. The end result would be bad. So now what's happening is everything is changing. Everything is changing. There's one major change I want to share with Ashley here and Janet. This is a huge change. And those who have a pendulum, you're going to be able to confirm this. Is that the software program, I work with the Father, and together we changed the software program where at this point 90% of men now respect women.
That is great. Amazing news.
Because we were talking about the fact you never got respect.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're going to find at your lab classes and all that, your prov and whoever, other students. They're going to treat you better because you're going to see evidence of that, that software program has been changed. And that means that women have a better opportunity career-wise. You can feel that right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Career-wise, it's going to be much better. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that because I can't get angry with the men that did not treat women well because they were programmed to do that.
Right.
Okay. They were programmed, so it's not their fault. So they actually, they're off the hook now because they are programmed and they want to. We want to respect women, but the dark side programmed the men not to do it. So that's been undone. So it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a really good day. And also it's a good day today over the fact that officially the light is now in charge of everything. Okay? Everything. So we are now making changes on this whole entire planet. And my attitude, people who know me, I have a very no-nonsense attitude.
Yeah.
And my attitude can be very loving, but at the same time, very, very aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't want or need to see, whereas the last 1,000 years, we were beat up. We were beat up by the dark. So they would send all these different energies to you, to Janet, and both of you and many other people would take on bad disease for the dark side. And what we've also done, which is really amazing, and those with a pendulum, you can get your pendulum out and go crazy with it. We've now got rid of the software program where all Canadians are not allowed to be happy. Okay? So what that means is, it means that we want to be happy. So if something is not correct, we're going to fight for it because we want to be happy. In the United States, they want to be happy. And that's why they kind of march to government buildings because they want to be happy. But I'm laughing. Not for people to go against the government, because if you go against the government, you're never going to win. You're foolish to go against the government, to speak against the government. You know, you're going to lose. But you embrace it and you come up with your argument and make a good argument and hopefully there will be a change. But if you approach the government with intelligence, logic, love, you have a better chance of getting something done. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to Janet. Janet.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, that's nice. You went right close to the mic.
Yes, it is.
Say that again. Say that again.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, geez, that's very nice. So you had problems with your digestive system.
Did I ever?
Yeah, and we were also dealing with the software program of diverticulitis, mm-hmm. along with the ashing. Let me just say this one important thing. When I'm looking at someone having diverticulitis potentially, I'm not looking at their physical. I really don't give a hoot about it. That's for the general medical community to play around with someone's small intestine colon. That's not for me. I look at what's attached to your body. I take a look at energy. And if I see that there is a soul, there's a demon, and there's a spirit on you, then I ask the Father, what disease is that likely going to bring into the person's body? I will be told what that disease is. But I also got to ask a question. Is it a Lucifer entity? And it's a metaphor. If it's a Lucifer, it means that you're not going to get healed. But if it's a non-Lucifer energy, it means that you can be healed. So in your case, you had a non-Lucifer entity and you got healed of the symptoms of diverticulitis.
Right.
And today, with your digestive system, when you eat, what is the difference compared to 2 weeks ago and today?
Unbelievable.
But tell me. I can't wait.
I will tell you.
Tell me the story.
I used to eat something and almost immediately I would have indigestion.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. And often it would last during the day. Like, I was getting to the point where I was scared to eat something.
Yeah.
I'd go for dinner.
That's typical. That is normal for anyone who has those symptoms.
Okay. But I sure had them.
And yep.
It could last for a while. But after the healing, I'm absolutely floored.
I remember it was early in the morning when we did it, right? The healing, wasn't it? Or was it in the afternoon?
No, it was early in the morning.
It was,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Because I remember, I said, oh, God, I got to get out of bed again. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. But go ahead. And remember, hey, folks, again, I'm trying to break up the ice because anyone who really knows me, they know that I'm usually up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and I'm working. So I'm just having fun. So we did an early morning healing.
We did.
And yeah. What was the experience that moment? What did you experience?
As soon as we started the healing, I could feel my stomach getting lighter. Like, it stopped hurting. It was, like, the energy of it.
Yeah.
And then as it progressed, I felt really light. My energy felt clear. I felt healthy. I haven't felt healthy. And I didn't even know I wasn't feeling healthy, really.
Yeah.
Because it was such a normal situation to feel lousy that I didn't know what it felt like to feel like this. And I even had a heavy pizza last night, a couple of digestives, and I feel amazing today. I didn't have any indigestion at all.
That's because what we're doing is truthful. Mm-hmm. When we're working together, what we're going after, it's for real and it's truthful. And that's the difference. Plus, that's on my side. But on your side, you've got the trust. You know that it's truth. Mm-hmm. And so you will allow yourself to accept what I tell you as far as your past lives, this life, that person, everybody on the planet against you. You will agree. And as you agree and acknowledge it and you go through asking God to forgive you, it's like everything comes off. Mm-hmm. It's the trust. But to gain that trust, it's not easy. Because of the Matrix software program, many of us have been programmed by the dark not to trust. It's got nothing to do with me. But all of this stuff is coming off. And Canada is going to be turned into a beautiful, loving, party country. We're going to want to be happy. Okay? Because we have not been happy. We have been robbed by the dark side. We have been. And, you know, they try to clobber me. My attitude is I get up on the horse, I fall, I get back on the horse again. Of course, the horse is getting tired of me coming on the horse. But I still do this. So, listen, Ashley, does Janet look great?
She looks amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Like, very good. So, based on that note, like, you guys, both of you, would you want to be a boy or still a girl?
A girl.
I'd still be a girl.
Is that right? Okay, you're listening to Clarity Radio, and we are going for a break. Thank you.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go, 'cause I know that she'd be faithful.
Understand. Oh,
You're just a boy. You don't understand. But you're just a boy.
And we are back, and of course, you know, you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name's Brian. November 19th, year 2021. Would I rather be a boy? I'd rather be a man. But there's times I want to be a boy. There's times, particularly when I'm in the, I'm swimming in the water, I just like to go back to my youth when I swim. Just act silly, you know. I'm a boy. But here I'm a man. You know, I'm trying to be a man. So, great song by Beyonce. She loves God. Oh my gosh. She loves God. She really does. And you listen to the lyrics of her song, you know she loves God. So, okay, now, Janet, you were saying something to me on the break.
Yes, it was. I was saying that I've come to see you for a while, Brian, and I know it's interesting trusting you because you tell me the truth, and I know that truth resonates with me, right?
Yes. You've come to see me for years. And I've given you information. You know that it's true, that it resonates, and that this relationship has been consistent.
Yes, that I can trust it.
That you can trust it. And again, it's like if I say to you, you don't like to swim because in another incarnation you drowned, then intuitively you put that together and you know it's true.
Exactly. And you are the real deal because, you know, I think about some symptoms I've had and come back to where I am now and I think, wow.
Yeah. You would be dead today. You would not be alive. You believe that?
100%.
Yeah. And so that's what this is all about. It's all about helping everybody. And you know what? I put other people first. That's the key with me. I put other people first. Because anyone that really knows me, they see how almost every week, you know, someone wants to call an ambulance for me because I work so hard or I take on some other energy and I could just fall. But the Father says I'm not going anywhere for a long time. So these are the things that I have to basically put up with. And whereas very recently my energy was like 5% out of 100%. And I said to myself, if I go below 5%, I'm going to die. And so I went to the Father and said, you got to help me. And then next morning I woke up with 100% energy.
Wow,
okay. I got 100% energy back. He knows I've been working. He knows that I'll just work.
Yeah.
Work.
You do.
And I'm a type of person that I'm not gullible. I'm not because I go to Father, what's the truth? I guess if I didn't have the Father, I would be gullible. But I have a source that is for real, and it's not make-believe. I know this is for real, that God does exist. Okay, you guys believe God exists?
Absolutely.
That's good. Now, Ashley, you were going to say something.
Yeah, just on the note that you said earlier that 90% of men will respect women.
Yes.
That made me so happy because especially a place where I work is a chem lab. There's no respect. There's hardly any women. And in any of the women who I work with, our self-confidence is so low because nobody thinks we have what it takes. And I'm looking forward to seeing that switch for women to be successful. And that makes me so happy to think that that could be a possibility.
Yeah, it's a real possibility. When I learned that the dark side programmed the matrix for women, number one, to fail and not to be successful, even programmed them to be abused, we lifted all that stuff.
That makes me so happy.
I was angry when I discerned that because most of my clients are women.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories of them suffering. And they're in situations that they believe there's no hope. Okay. And when the father started slowly transferring my responsibility of the matrix and basically promoting me every week, and it got just very recently through that promotion, I found out how the software program of the matrix was programmed against women. Let me tell you, I was pissed because it's my daughters, close people around me that were being harmed. My clients were being harmed and I was upset. And whereas women were always being blamed for something, okay?
Yes.
And I sat down by myself, and people excuse what I'm going to say, but I said, I'm not going to put up with this shit anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let the world live this lie that women are bad, women are evil, women should be just removed off the face of this planet. I said, no way. So I went into it. I said, Father, please, who's done this? Let me know who they are. And number two, what have they done? And that was revealed to me. And I said, Father, will you now undo all this? And will you seal this? And he said, yes. And so he did it. So it can't be undone. If they try to undo it, whoever it is, they're in big trouble. I mean, big trouble. And am I going to be upset with what happens to them? No, not at all. I am striving for so much to take place. And what we also did, which this day, November 19th, it should be like a holiday. It should be Women's Day International, whatever. And not only that, we were able to stop the software program for World War III. There was a software program for World War III. It stopped. So now you, Ashley, you're young, you can look forward to the future. On my watch, there's not one world leader that's going to be able to start World War III. Okay? You can take that to the bank. Not one will be able to do it. And with Janet, you know, you can look forward to your career. I mean, you guys really, I mean, you went through the double vaccination. You were brave. Both of you did not want to do it. Like, I mean.
Not at all.
You did not want to do it, but we went through the healings, okay? But if we didn't do the healings, you would be in trouble. And you would be in trouble because the software program of the Matrix was programmed against you.
Yeah.
And that's what the issue is. I mean, we're not dealing with academia here. Okay, academia has no role in this. It's the software program that messes everybody up. And when it gets in the hands of the wrong people, a lot of people get hurt. And that has been the case for the past 1,000 years. So it's a good day. November 19th is a good day now. We're going to let you go because we've got another guest that's going to be coming on for segment number two. Now, we've got the Kleenex. I think we're going to need two boxes. This next one that we're going to do, segment two, is going to be very powerful. And we may have you come on later, the both of you. What do we have? We have five segments. So let's see how it goes, because who's the real director? The father. That's right, the father. Okay, we'll be right back. My name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. We will be right back. Thank you.